Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger. Z is for cut. B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The beauty of Penny Gibbs has done many things to many men. It's made them fall in love with her. It's turned them from bad to good, from weakness to strength. And now it seems to be having its effect on wealthy Barry Carlton. It's Monday morning in the Gibbs home, and the doorbell rings.
Oh, I'll get it.
Morning, Penny.
Good morning, Barry. Well, you're up early. It's only 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock is early. I've been up since 7:30.
No, you mean you got home at 7:30 and just decided to stay up, don't you?
No, no. I have another surprise for you. I was in bed by 11 last night.
Oh, you must be sick. Maybe you better lie down on the sofa while I get a doctor.
Thanks for your concern, but I think I'll survive. Didn't hurt a bit getting up so early, and I'm still feeling no pain.
Oh. Well, then maybe you better come in and sit down, because the pain might be terrible when the numbness wears off.
Oh, what makes you think I'm numb?
Well, I know I am a little. We're sharp.
Oh, well, then you'd better sit down, because I was saving the best till last.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be a shock.
Well, now what?
Guess why I was up so early this morning.
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, Mother made an appointment for me to see a man in the office of the Carter Manufacturing Company at 9 o'clock.
About a job?
About a job, which I got.
Oh, Barry, that's wonderful.
Well, I don't know how wonderful it is. It isn't much of a job, but Mr. Arthur, that's the man I went to see, mm-hmm. said it can grow into a good one.
Oh, of course it can. A job's always what you make it, Barry. Oh, you really meant it the other night when you said you'd go to work, didn't you?
Sure, and I meant it when I told you why I'd get a job. Not for the wife and kiddies, because I don't have any, but for you.
No, sir, you did it for yourself.
Are you going to tell me why I did it?
Listen, I told you a long time ago why it'd be a good thing for you to get a job. It'd give you something to do, make you happier.
And make you happier, too.
Oh, look, Barry. Of course I'm pleased, because I know what working will do for you. But whether you have a job or not isn't my business.
You simply refuse to show the slightest interest in me, don't you?
That's not the case. I'm pleased about your job. I told you so. That's showing interest, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's such ordinary interest, and so unenthusiastic. As if you really didn't care any more about me than the next fella.
Well, on what basis should I show you favoritism, Barry? I mean, to be perfectly frank about it.
Well, when you come right down to it, I don't suppose I do deserve any special consideration, but that doesn't keep me from wanting it.
Well, you do get special consideration, in a way.
Well, if I do, it's in a way I can't understand.
Look, let's not get involved with it. Come on, tell me about the job. When do you start?
Well, next Monday. I could have started tomorrow, but I thought I'd better get in shape for it for the rest of the week.
What do you mean, get in shape?
I have my fun. Stay up late and go to some parties and see you as much as you'll let me. And in general, have my fling before retiring from life into that tomb of an office.
You make going to work sound as if you're going to prison.
Well, when Mr. Arthur said the job is yours, I knew how a criminal feels when the judge says I sentence you to 20 years.
Oh, Barry, stop it. Why don't you admit you're really glad about the job?
I could be, if you'd be.
I told you I was. This is the third time I've told you.
Well, does it mean that you like me a little better?
It isn't a question of my liking you. That doesn't enter into it. You shouldn't be taking that job just to make someone think more of you. You should be going to work because A person of your age should do something besides waste his time.
He should go to work and waste his company's time, huh?
Barry. All right, have it your way. But I think I know how you really feel. You're glad you got the job, and the prospect of going to work is really very inviting.
Well, since you know how I feel, I won't bother to tell you. Look, I'm celebrating tonight, and you're going to help
me. No, thank you. I
don't want any arguments. You're coming to Mother's for dinner this evening.
Don't you think it's up to your mother to invite me?
Well, I suppose that's a rule, but who cares about rules? All they do is get in the way.
Rules are pretty important sometimes.
In football and basketball and things like that, yes. But they're games, and we're not playing a game. We're having dinner at Mother's tonight together.
Barry,
Penny, I said together, not alone. Mother will be there. You'll be properly chaperoned.
Well, that remark wasn't very necessary. I think we're both old enough to be together without being chaperoned.
Oh, you feel safe with me, do you? Even after the other night when I brought you home?
I think we have an understanding about that, too, don't we?
A quite clear one, too. I know I shouldn't have kissed you, Penny. It wasn't the proper thing to do. No matter how many excuses I try to make for myself. And I hope I'm really forgiven.
Oh, Barry, it wasn't anything to be forgiven for. It was something that had to happen, I suppose, before we could have an understanding about it.
Well, I assure you it won't happen again.
I'm sure it won't.
But I enjoyed it. And I'd do it again if I thought I could get away
with
it.
No, Barry, you won't.
Oh, well, I know it. Now, about this dinner date tonight, it's all set.
No, it isn't. Oh, the telephone, excuse me.
Sure. But if it's somebody calling for a date, remember, I spoke for you
yes,
first.
Yes, Barry, I'll remember. Hello?
Hello, Penny.
Yes.
Penny, this is Miss Carter.
Hello. You want to speak to Barry, don't you? Just a minute, I'll get
it. No, dear, I want to speak to you. Has Barry asked you about dinner tonight?
Oh, yes, he has.
Well, I'm expecting you, Penny. I told Barry I'd call you. He didn't think you'd accept the invitation from him.
Thank you very much, Mrs.
Now, Penny, I don't want any arguments about it. Dinner's at 8. Barry will call for you at 7:15. I want you here.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you, Mrs. Carlton. Thank you very much. I'll be there.
That's fine. This is going to be a celebration, you know. Barry got a job this morning.
Yes, I know he did. He's been sitting here telling me about it.
You know who's responsible for it, don't you? You. I'm awfully grateful to you, my dear.
Oh, Mrs. Carlton, you're wrong about that. I didn't
my
have
dear,
much to do with
never
it.
Never take credit for anything, will you? Well, we won't argue about it. I'll see you here for dinner. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, you devil, you. What are you laughing at?
You. You just couldn't make it for dinner tonight, could you?
Oh, Barry.
But I'm going to pick you up at 7:15, I hear.
Listen, why didn't you tell me that your mother was going to phone me?
I just wanted to see if you'd accept the invitation from me.
Oh, you're about as dull as a 12-year-old.
A 12-year-old with working papers. Remember, I'm a working man now. And tonight at 8, we're going to celebrate the launching of my career as a big businessman. Vice president in charge of emptying waste baskets.
More coffee, Penny?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Carlton.
Barry?
Oh, thanks, Mother. I think I'll sit over here on the sofa beside Penny. This chair of mine looks comfortable, but it isn't. You don't mind, do you, Penny?
Mind what? That the chair isn't comfortable or that you want to sit beside me?
You know what, Mother? This girl is hard to deal with.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe your difficulty is a lack of subtlety.
Oh, I never thought of that. Sure you won't have more coffee, Penny?
No, thank you. After that wonderful meal, I don't think I have room for it.
That was delicious, Mother. Say, do we have a new cook?
No, it's the same cook, son. You've just been up long enough today to have an appetite.
Oh.
I'm really becoming a changed man. Wonder if I'll like myself after I'm reformed.
Well, you know my feelings on that subject.
Don't tell me, Mother. Don't tell me. The evening is still young and happy, and so am I.
Oh, Barry.
How is Mr. Billings these days, Penny?
Oh, he's just about the same, Mrs. Carlton. No worse, no better.
Well, that sounds hopeful.
We're all hopeful that Jed will be out of that wheelchair pretty soon.
He's a fine man, Mother. I had a long talk with him the other afternoon. Never seen an invalid so cheerful.
Well, he doesn't think of himself as an invalid, but as a man taking an enforced rest.
Maybe that's what I've been doing all my life. Not just loafing, but taking a rest.
Well, you've certainly taken a long one. Penny,
mm-hmm.
I hate to do this at this time, but something came up just before dinner this evening, and I have to get something in the mail before midnight tonight. Could I borrow you for a few minutes?
You bet you can.
Now, wait, this isn't fair, Mother.
I'll keep her only a few minutes, and then you two can have the rest of the evening to yourselves.
Well, now, that sounds good.
And that sounds like a knock on the door.
You see who it is, will you, Barry? This way, Penny. We can go in the library through this door.
All right.
We'll be only a few minutes, Barry.
All right, Mother.
Hello, Barry.
Well, the beautiful Madeline Dodd. You're just in time to join me in a cup of coffee.
Good. You don't mind my barge again like this, do you?
Uh-uh. I'm suddenly left all alone. Mother and Penny have gone into the library. Work, that's all some people do.
Penny here? Penny Gibbs?
Yeah, you know her, don't you?
Yes, but I don't brag about it.
Oh, no, wait, that's not very nice.
Oh, let's forget about that. Let's have that cup of coffee.
Good idea. Now, now. What is this call for? Why am I honored? Are you bored at home, or do you have tickets to the country club ball?
Neither. I was just driving by, and I thought I'd drop in and find out if you're going to join us at the country club next Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Oh, no, no. Don't think I can at that, Madeline.
Well, why not? Look, last week you said you would. Oh, Barry, we're counting on you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sorry. I can't make it.
Why not? You certainly don't have anything better to do.
No, but I'll be busy at the office next Wednesday afternoon.
Did I hear you say office?
That's right, office.
What office?
Carter Manufacturing Company. I'm going to work starting next Monday morning.
You're going to work? Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I swear, Barry, you're joking. Honest. Next Monday morning at 9 o'clock sharp. Barry Carlton reports for work.
I don't believe
it. It's true.
What's happened to you? Oh, Barry, you're not reformed, are you?
Oh, good night, no.
Then you can't be going to work.
Oh, can't I?
Barry, no, you can't. Oh, this is the silliest thing I've ever heard of. Say, Barry, if it's true, I know at least 20 people who will die from the shock.
Well, it is true, Madeline. But, look, tell my friends not to be so shocked. You see, it's only a gag.
That's what I thought. And you're not going to work, are you?
Oh, yes, I'm going to work. I really have a job.
I don't get it, then.
Well, it's only because Mother has been hounding me to do something, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I thought I'd please the old girl for a little while.
So, Barry Carlton isn't really sincere about going to work, is he? But he does seem sincere about his intentions toward Penny Gibbs. Or is he just pretending that, too? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red. Marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you get a Kroger Cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger Cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.